7:40, Thursday, October 21st, 2021. Your morning team show, Dave, Pat, Charlie, you, though Pat Johnston's off. This time, the morning team show also includes the voice of Saginaw Spirit Hockey, Joey Botano, who joins us during the Ontario Hockey League season on Thursday mornings to catch us up to date on all the Spirit action. And yes, since we last talked, the season actually faced off, and we have had some Spirit action, including last night. Joey's joining us via the telephone technology this morning. Are you still on a high from last night's big victory at Flint last night, Joey?
Yeah, it was a nice win. It's a good win to go into Flint always, and Saginaw's had some great success in that building as of late. They picked up their 8th consecutive victory in Flint and are now unbeaten in regulation in their last 14 games straight in Flint, and that's dating back to the 2015-16 season.
Well, before we get more into that game last night, we did have two other games, both against Erie this past weekend, too, to help the season get started at the Dow Events Center. And, you know, three games into a season does not a season make, we know, Joey. But I got to say that with all the youngsters on the roster, that Coach Lazary and the rest of the staff, the whole Spirit organization, just has to be pleased at how the first three games went. You couldn't ask for a better start. I mean, 2-1 and goals being scored, and a lot of the youngsters getting those first OHL goals. And sometimes that's just something that you want to see happen because you want to make sure that they don't start feeling like there's pressure or anything like that. A lot of good things are happening in just three games.
Yeah, I mean, it was good to see the team bounce back. I think in the second and third periods on opening night, they were hoping for a little bit more and ended up losing that game. And it was important that Saginaw bounced back on Sunday afternoon at the Dow, and they did. And Tristan Lennox was great in net. And I think at the end of the day, he's going to probably be the most important player in that regard, because with such a young team, some nights are going to be clicking like last night, and some nights offensively maybe they aren't so much, and they're going to need their goaltender to step up and make big saves. And even last night when it was a 3-3 game in the second period, or I'm sorry, even 3-2 game in the second period, Tristan Lennox stepped up and made some big saves. And then in the third, when Saginaw did have the one goal lead again, Lennox stepped up and made some big saves. But yeah, it's great to see the young guys, you know, pitching in and getting these first goals out of the way. I think when you're young like that, there's pressure, and getting that first goal kind of relieves that, and you can kind of just go out and play. And three guys got their first OHL goals last night, which was great to see. And with so many young kids on our team, we're going to see that quite a bit here in the first few games.
You referenced, obviously, hockey like any sport, there's offense, there's defense. And while you have a set offense, you know, your centers and your forwards, your wings, your set defense, still, I mean, all players are expected to step up. Your defensemen are still going to score, and you still need your centers and your forwards to play defense. I guess my question is, with such a young team, Joey, from your hockey knowledge, is it easier to adapt to one side of the question of offense to defense than the other? I mean, will it be easier for the Spirit to find their offensive chops, or is it going to be easier to play more of a defensive game and get those goals as you can?
Well, I guess I think everything in hockey starts from the goaltender out. So I think defense obviously is really important. But the way this team plays with all five players on the ice, always attacking the net, the opposing net, I think it's going to be goal scoring. You know, they were able to keep Erie down to one goal on Sunday and win the game 2-1. I don't know. It's good to see. What I will say is it's good to see them, Charlie, winning games both ways. You know, last night they win 5-3. They score five goals. Sunday, they only scored twice, but they won it 2-1. It's nice to see them be able to win games both ways. That way you're not kind of pigeonholed and saying, okay, guys, we're going to have to beat them 7-6 tonight. Or the other way around is, okay, guys, we're really going to try to shut them down and win this one 1-0 or 2-1. To be able to do it both ways is a sign of a good hockey team. And again, we're so early. We're only 3 games in. But I think it's a positive that we've already seen 2 games in which they were able to win 2 different ways.
And you mentioned attacking the net. That's been a Chris Lazary trademark since he took over as coach, hasn't it? I mean, he wanted to push the puck, and he wanted players to try and score. Now, we're not going to lay back. We're going to press.
Yeah, and to the credit of the hockey operations staff and Dave Drinkle and his staff, they've drafted players around the playing style of Chris Lazary so that when they do get here, it's very clear about the style of play that we have and the way they're expected to play. They don't really play positional hockey. They play as a 5-man unit on the ice. That's why Dennis and I don't get wrapped up too much in seeing defensemen way down deep in the play, forwards covering for them, because that's not really how Saginaw plays it. They don't play positionally, but they play a 5-man unit. So it's a little different style, but you know, guys like myself and Dennis, we've had to get used to it because it's not traditional in a hockey sense to play that way. But at the same time, it's been super effective for this team. It goes back to the 2018-19 season when Lazary took over. This is kind of when we started playing this style, and it's been obviously really successful. Laz has had like a .750 winning percentage since he took over. So we've had great success. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it, for sure.
So we've enjoyed 3 games, 2 last weekend against Erie at home, and last night away at Flint. The next 3 games are kind of a flip. So this weekend we go to Erie for 2 games, Saturday and Sunday, and next Wednesday end up at home against Flint. So already you're seeing a game because of the different scheduling that has to be done this year, still because of some of the COVID parameters. You're already going to see teams that you've already seen before. And so what's that do when you're ready to face them a second time already?
Well, there's no secrets, right? I think each team has video on each team already that, you know, from previous engagements. And so there's going to be adjustments made for both sides, I would assume, come Saturday night in Erie, and then of course again next Wednesday at the Dow when we play the Firebirds. So it's a little interesting to only play these 2 games as far deep into the season, but obviously it's because of the traveling parameters and situations like that, and a little bit of uncertainty about the border when the schedule was made, but now that's been straightened out. And you know, for me, I'm looking forward to our game in the Sioux on November 3rd. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about going across the border, being back in Ontario and calling games over there. But this has been kind of nice, to be honest. You get to know these 2 teams. Flint, we're going to see 11 more times. Erie, we're going to see 10 more times, including twice this weekend. And again, when there wasn't that natural rivalry with Erie in years past, and maybe now with playing so many games against the Otters, we'll see a rivalry spark up. So I think it's going to be only good for the relationship, I guess I should say, between these 2 teams in the future. And with Flint, there was already that natural rivalry, and last night was relatively timid outside of the fight in the first period between Hoffman and Duhart. That really wasn't fine. It was more or less Duhart had a hit and Hoffman challenged him and then ended up grabbing him. But you will see it. I mean, 11 more games against Flint, it is going to get testy for sure. And for Saginaw's perspective, it's probably nice for them to get out to the early advantage in the I-75 Divide Cup and play as well as they did last night.
All right, so let's finish up by jumping over the weekend, since those are away games, just to let fans know. Want you to get your seat into the seats at the Dow for next Wednesday, so get those tickets, right, Joey?
Yeah, you know what? They had a good crowd last night in Flint for a Wednesday night, which was good to see, and hopefully we can as well next Wednesday. It is student and military rush tickets for $7 with proof of identification presented by Reader Landscaping. So we'll have discounted tickets for student and military members. And you know what? It should be a fun night against Flint. It's always good. You know, we've had some success in their building. We've had a lot of success in their building over the last little while. And you go back to last year, and they've had some success in our building. So, you know, it's from Saginaw's perspective, is now they're going to try to set the precedent that you're not going to come into our building anymore and pick up victory. So it should be an interesting game. Obviously, don't want to overlook this weekend against Erie, because those are two big games as well. But certainly it'll be nice to get back home. And we've had great crowds so far, Charlie. That's the thing that stood out to me, is obviously opening night and 5,400 plus, which was awesome to see. And then, like, I think we had 2,400 or something like that for the second night. It was good to see that many people come for a Sunday evening game, and the crowd was a factor in that 2-1 game late. So love to see that, and hopefully that continues here next Wednesday.
Joey, always appreciate the Thursday conversations. Always appreciate you and Dennis calling games on the radio. We'll be listening this weekend and next Wednesday. Go Spirit!